that. Right on my waistline is why I kept that strap. I remember nights, I didn't remember nights. I damn near went crazy, I had to get it right. Now I'm your favorite rapper, hey. Now I'm your favorite trapper. The absolute truth, yeah, no joke. Who me? I emerged from the crack smoke. In the hearts of those who grind with O's, they feel my pain, they at my show. That's why I got this glass pot and this triple beam. I tell them money talks like Charlie Sheen. These are more than words, this is more than rap. This is the streets, and I am the trap. Standing ovation, standing ovation. These are more than words, this is more than rap. This is the streets, and I am the trap. Standing ovation, standing ovation. Once upon a time, I used to grind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are live on the air with the Sam and Dan Nation, broadcasting to you from Trailer Island here in the heart of beautiful Louisville, Kentucky. You're listening to the internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Dan, how the hell are you, baby?
Oh, you know, been working. Work to get that working man.
I like mentality. That intro, man. I love me some Jeezy. Love me some Jeezy. Who me? I'll merge from the crack smoke.
You know, that's the one thing I fixated on, too.
It's funny. It's good. It's good.
I just picture, like, this genie that, like, yeah. Like Shaquille O'Neal could star in it.
Nice. Nice. Oh, Christ, I'm hungover this morning. Shakes is bad today. Must have really tied one on last night. I got drunk twice yesterday. How the hell does that even happen?
You got me on that, sir.
You can rally.
Usually you have to do it all in one sitting.
Yeah.
No, well, you know when you become a real alcoholic? Because, you know, a lot of people that drink, when they wake up the next day, they'll go ahead and have another beer to stave
right.
over the hangover.
Right.
But,
right.
like, at some point, I guess it just turns into
well,
a full
why not just have another?
Where you literally just got to keep drinking. You
it
wake
completes
up.
A, completes a full
you
cycle.
You stave off the DTs. Like that movie with Nicolas Cage.
What was it, Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he wakes up, thick. Goes yeah. to the fridge, and pulls out some vodka, and he's like,
he belly crawls to the fridge to get to it. Thank God we're not there yet. Whew. Okay, so if you've never listened to our show before tonight, you're in for a real treat. Lay back, open a cold beer, and get ready for us to stroke your funny bone. Can I say that? Whatever I just did.
So
whatever.
Straight.
Depends another
on what your funny bone is.
Been another slow week for us, man. It's boring as hell in this state. Let me tell you what. Kentucky is the place you want to be if you only have 6 months to live, because every day here feels like a friggin' eternity. Nothing but cows, corn, tobacco, and toothless women, isn't it?
Pretty much. Occasionally, you'll see a decent-looking hood skank.
Hood skank. Killing me, dude. We need a vacation, sir. I'm thinking Vegas. The bright lights of the big city are calling our name. I ain't never lived in Vegas, but I consider myself a resident. I just haven't moved there yet. If you don't know, Dan and I are having ourselves a little contest, aren't we, Daniel?
We are indeed.
Daniel's looking for love.
I'm looking for...
Trying to find you
well,
a red
I can't
bone.
Really talk about what I'm looking for.
Looking for a dirty. No, I'm kidding. We're looking for radio show promo girls. The contest is called America's Best New Booty. Ladies, if you're listening, please turn up your radios and pay attention.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear, creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Wiggle, shake it, take it. It's good. Well, there you have it, ladies. Come on now. We're scouring the internets for butt pictures. Send us a topograph of them assets.
Topograph.
Topograph. A satellite photo. We will post your picture and let our listeners decide if you're the winner. One lucky lady will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise and may be selected to accompany us to future court hearings. We talked about that last week. Wouldn't it be good to roll into court with a hot chick who has like three kids?
Three kids?
I mean, you know, for the sympathy thing. She can just sit in the back and cry emphatically.
You know, do they allow kids in court?
Yeah, they do. The last time I was in court, there was a bunch of screaming little bastards.
That's kind
of,
I mean, you know, I think that would be a... Judges are always calling for order. That's quite the disturbance.
Well, you know, I was thinking maybe it would infer a little leeway on the judge's part. You never know. So, we were sitting around this week discussing what the hell to do funny for the first part of the show. And we were trying to come up with funny things to do sketch-wise. And I was like, what if we murdered a clown? And Daniel was like, yeah, that's hilarious. And then I was like,
I don't know. It was a really weird... really weird.
I was like,
turn of events.
Let's do it big. What if we ran a clown through a wood chipper? Come on, that's funny. So without further ado, here it is. This is us murdering a clown with a wood chipper. Well, we really didn't actually push a clown through a wood chipper, but if we did, this is probably what it would sound like.
Hi, it's Wally the Clown. I'm here for the birthday party.
Yeah, it's around back.
Oh, okay. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you guys wearing those masks? You guys are creeping me out. Where's the party, man? I don't see any children. Hey, don't touch me.
Shut your mouth, clown.
Take your fingers off me. Let me go. Help! Help! Where are you taking me? Oh God!
I told you we should have gagged him.
What is that? Oh Jesus Christ! Is that a wood chipper? What are you doing? Oh God, no! No, put me down! No, put me down! Ah! Oh God! Oh, it hurts! Oh, put me! My shoes! You're tearing my clown suit! Oh, stop! My mother made this for me! I can feel it ripping through my legs! Oh God! Oh God! I'll never dance at the circus again! Jesus, help me!
In retrospect, I don't know how funny it is so much as disturbing. Like, it sounds like Faces of Death on the radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just ran a clown through a wood chipper live on FM radio. I think we're probably the first guys in the history of radio to do that. Somebody's going to get an email about that. Jesus. All right, folks, we're going to pay some bills here. Keep the lights on Trailer Island, and we'll be right back with this week's news report.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com.
Yeah! You like cold beer? You like barbecue? You like large women? My name's Cletus Unger Nathaniel Tunt, and I want to invite you down to Dixie Darlin' Strip Club and Barbecue, where hoggin' meets heaven. Get your pulled pork and eat it too. Get drunk for cheap. We got big women, saucy hog sandwiches, homemade cockroach tater salad in a VIP room with plush velvet upholstery. Try our 2-for-1 gut-busting double-decker slop beef sandwiches and get a lap dance for free. That's right, I said it, for free with every order. Look her in the eyes. She's hungry. Give her a sandwich as a tip and watch the magic begin. Headlining Thursdays, we got big, beautiful Annie Mae, fresh out of quadruple bypass surgery, and she's ready to rock your trailer park. Come on out for the Friday Night Hog Wrestling Contest. Two kiddie pools filled to the brim with our signature sauce. Two 300-pound women, one champion will emerge. You don't want to miss this. If you don't believe me, just ask one of our satisfied customers. Dixie Barnes is my favorite place for barbecue and women. I got me a sloth meat sandwich and a free lap dance. Where the hell you gonna get a deal like that? She didn't even complain when the barbecue sauce dripped down her back and slid into her britches. She kept on dancing. Hell, I think she liked it.
I likes me them big women's, and their barbecue ain't that bad neither. I got me a double-decker and a lap dance. Annie Mae done had that bypass surgery, and she's looking pretty fine. They say she's holding steady 400 pounds. We're real proud of her.
Well, there you have it, folks. Come on out. We'll keep the pork pulled, the beer cold, and the women large, just the way you like them. Dixie Darlin' Strip Club and Barbecue, where hoggin' meets heaven.
Dixie Darlin' Strip Club and Barbecue, located just outside Hickcrest, Kentucky. 2 miles off Route 8, turn right by the big grain tractor and left by the hay bale. Ladies over 200 pounds, get in for free. You will be weighed at the door. Dixie Darlin' Strip Club and Barbecue, where hoggin' meets heaven.
I know Jesus Christ. Are guys out there that are like, I cannot wait to get down there right now.
You know, the Dixie Darlin's clip just never gets old. It never gets old. Whew. Okay, folks. It's time for this week's news report, and to lead us in, we got Kansas City's finest, Mac Lethal, with a very informative song about how to make your own Chick-fil-A sandwiches. We listened to this the other day. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that way you can still enjoy their delicious chicken without having to swallow all the hate. We haven't made these yet, but they sound great. I think we're going to give them a shot this week, and you should too. So without further ado, here's Mac Lethal with Chicken Filet Wrap.
Man, I drove by Chick-fil-A yesterday. There was a bunch of protesters singing the national anthem. For the first time in my life, kind of wish two dudes would have jumped out of the bushes and touched. I woke up in the morning and the sky was a little gray. There was 800 people outside of Chick-fil-A protesting. Got holding homophobic signs on their hands. I was like, geez, ain't that a little much? All I really wanted was a little lunch. But since they won't leave gay people alone, here's a recipe for y'all to make easy at home. Let's go. You gotta get ingredients to use. Boneless chicken, breast, salt, pepper, paprika, two, vinegar, egg, and a dabble of milk, a little oil, and two types of flour, baking soda, dry mustard, pickles, and malted milk powder, icing sugar, some honey butter, and some pickle juice. Eight fluffy wheat buns, now we're getting loose. Mac Lethal, oh damn man, he spits the truth like Sarah Palin is a man with a missing tooth. Now, pour a little wine from your bottle, get a big ass knife, and cut the chicken to horizontal. Marinate them in a bowl of pickle juice for half an hour. This would be the perfect time to take a nap or bath or shower. Season them with pepper and salt, massage the paprika into one for better results. You gotta get up and get you a dish. Then put the egg and the milk and the smidgen of water. Rub it to a baby and give it a whisk. Grab another bowl to pour all the sick flour, icing, sugar, dry mustard, soda, and malted milk powder. Does it need a secret ingredient? Of course it does. 1 teaspoon of Rick Santorum's blood. Gee, what, cousin? You be nut-hugging. You and your hetero buddies giving each other high fives. Mitt Romney turned Mormon to marry five guys in a Dutch oven. Pour the peanut oil to give it a nice fry. Heat it up to 325, but not a single bit more. You don't want to burn it. Dip a chicken breast into the egg bowl, then dip it in the powder bowl. Smother it and cover it and turn it. 5 minutes later, take it out and dry it. Cut and toast a bun, put some pickles on it. Try it. If you like Chick-fil-A, good, it tastes just like it. If you hate Chick-fil-A, better, you ain't gotta buy it anymore. And there you have it. I want everybody to try this. It's delicious. Mac Lethal Biatch.
Nice. I love it. I love
it.
I love it.
It just made me hungry.
That sucks. I could go for some Chick-fil-A right now, actually. Oh, got a lot of stuff to talk about this week in the news. A lot of funny stuff. Randy Travis was arrested for DWI this week.
Nah.
I've never been a big Randy Travis fan, have you?
I don't like his music. I kind of like the guy, though. I think he has a cool voice.
He does. He has a cool voice, but
it's like that other country singer.
He also has a serious alcohol problem. This is pretty epic, dude. Country music legend Randy Travis was arrested for driving while intoxicated after wrecking his car late Tuesday. Reports have also surfaced from someone who called the Grayson County Sheriff's Office because a man was found lying naked in the middle of the road.
That's terrible.
Cops found Travis in his 1998 Pontiac Trans Am, which had run into a barricade on the side of the road. Once in the back of the police car, the naked Travis reportedly threatened to shoot and kill the officers, which led him to being charged with retaliation and obstruction of justice, which is a felony.
Yeah, I can imagine that's not a good thing, dude.
You see his mugshot, dude?
Oh, I know.
He just looks sad.
Why so serious?
He does have a Heath Ledger thing.
Seriously,
going
on. Seriously, he looks like he's about to murder your pets.
Oh, my God. Randy Travis, keeping the party going. I've driven drunk before, but I can honestly say I've never driven drunk and naked. How does that even happen?
I don't know. Yeah, like, do you just, like... At what point do you take your clothes off and then get into a vehicle?
I don't know, dude. Randy was having a hell of a night, it sounds like. It's the second time the country star has been arrested this year. He was also charged with public intoxication the night of the Super Bowl after police found him drunk inside his car outside a Baptist church in Sanger, Texas. So,
but he had clothes on that time.
He did have clothes on.
Steady decline.
Steady decline.
You know, I think he's trying to add that fourth cross to the side of the highway. That's probably a fifth involved,
too. Three leading crosses. That's pretty hardcore, man. What the hell was he celebrating? Certainly wasn't the Criterion release of Black Dog.
That's yeah, I kind of like Black Dog.
Oh, it's all seriousness. That's a terrible film. It really is.
You know, it is, but it's there's terrible films that you still find enjoyable occasionally.
That's not one of them. Okay, moving on. This is funny. Jonah Hill saw a woman in labor on a park bench and tried to Instagram her afterbirth. What the hell is that about?
That's whatever.
This is bizarre, dude. It comes from TMZ, which I hate TMZ. I can't stand TMZ.
I absolutely agree with you on that.
But so evidently, he was just like going out for a stroll. There was a chick with him. And I guess this girl was delivering her baby, literally. And there was like a big old pile of afterbirth just hanging out on a park bench. So Jonah Hill goes over to photograph it, which that's just really bizarre, man.
It's not really.
TMZ started giving him crap about it. Well, like, I mean, I know homeboy lost weight, but is he that hungry?
Oh,
that hungry? That's terrible.
Chicken McPlacenta.
And I think in, what is it, Britain? I think they eat the placenta.
Yeah, they do.
That's so gross.
I guess.
What did he want a picture of that for?
Like, random. I mean,
is that
how
like
many,
Jonah Hill pornography?
How many placentas have you run across in your time?
That's how desensitized Jonah Hill is.
Look at this placenta on the sidewalk.
I've condensed all my pornography down to photographs of afterbirth. You know, he's getting fat again.
He's picking it back up a little bit.
Doesn't that make you happy? Whatever really fat people lose a bunch of weight and they gain it back.
If he actually really gains it back, like hardcore, 21 Jump Street 2 is going to be a totally different movie.
It should be a much better movie.
He's gonna like have to like they're gonna have to make some comment about how he's like been eating cheeseburgers.
I just riddled with fat jokes the whole movie. That would be great. That would be great.
That would have to be bad to your self esteem though, to have lost that much weight and then gain it back and then have to make jokes. Because
there's like no turnaround here. This is like he lost the weight like this year and he's putting it back on. That's like the definition of a yo-yo.
Go back on Atkins.
Okay, all right, moving on. That's weird. Jonah Hill, you're weird, dude. Man says penis robbers made away with his member. This is crazy. The resident of a small village near the eastern Chinese city of Wenling, I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is, claims he was asleep in bed when a posse of robbers broke into his home.
A posse.
Literally, a posse.
They're rounding up members.
Rounding up penis. And stole his penis. How you gonna steal somebody's penis? They put something over my head and pulled down my trousers, and then they ran off. 41-year-old Fee Lin is quoted saying, "I was so shocked, I didn't feel a thing. Then I saw I was bleeding, and my penis was just gone." I don't even have words for that, dude.
I would hope that I would feel it if my penis was removed.
Though police have no suspects currently in custody, their working theory is that the man was assaulted by a group of other men who suspected the villager of having affairs with their wives.
Ah. was a ladies' man.
The truth comes out.
You know, I hate it when people use the word trousers.
A search for the missing member came up empty. Police believe it is still in the hands of the assailants.
Literally or metaphorically?
I don't know. That's terrible, dude. Poor guy. But hey, that's what you get for messing around with some other dude's old lady. That's how it goes. My goodness. All
a
right,
penis in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Alright, worst person ever. This guy literally is the worst person ever. Did you see this fat bastard? You should pull this up on your computer. Worst person ever allegedly beats up girlfriend due to suspicion she's sleeping with Mitt Romney. This is beautiful. This guy looks, first of all, we got his mugshot, and it's one of the funniest mugshot pictures I've ever seen. He's just this big, fat, burly dude with a beard and crazy hair. 40-year-old Tennessee resident Lowell Turpin allegedly punched his girlfriend and smashed her laptop against a wall because he was convinced she was having a secret affair with Mitt Romney. Beautiful. This really happened. Super sleuth Turpin became violently jealous after he saw a photo of the presidential candidate on his girlfriend's Facebook page and angrily demanded to know who the male was. He didn't know who Mitt Romney was. Like, how unplugged from society are you?
Ooh. He's living in a cave.
His partner denied an affair, obviously, but Turpin wasn't having any of it. He accused her of attempting to communicate with friends through her Facebook account. What'd you say? What are you doing out of the basement?
How'd you get out of the basement?
How'd you get out of the kitchen? I'm surprised she wasn't chained to the stove or
shackled.
The sink. Shackled. Oh, my God. Because aside from being an assaulter, the horrible man apparently knows nothing about it. Okay, that's just for the end of the article. Turpin was arrested on suspicion of domestic assault and is currently in jail. We hope his girlfriend doesn't bail him out and instead runs off with Mitt Romney. Oh, that's great.
God.
That's funny. What a moron, dude. What a moron. That's great. All right.
You mean women's can vote?
Dude had no idea. Had absolutely no idea what's going on.
Did they make him watch, like, some newsreel footage after the fact?
This is Mitt Romney.
If I was the cops, I would have been real jerks about it. I just got to imagine him sitting and holding and, like, TV's running. And he's like, oh, it all makes sense.
Yeah, that or he was like, that's a some bitch who's been.
Yeah, you're probably right. It probably went down there like that.
Who's been getting with my old lady? Speaking of cops, this is funny. Cop asks woman what a good strangle looks like, arrests her for demonstrating. This is crazy. So basically what happened here, there was a lady, I guess she had been assaulted, and the police officer asked her to demonstrate how exactly her husband had tried to strangle her. So I guess she proceeds to strangle the hell out of the cop. And he locks her up for it. Like, what would make you think? Like, how delusional would you have to be? What would make you think that it would be okay to just strangle?
By the same token, why did he ask her to demonstrate?
Well, I mean, he probably figured she was going to, like, put her hands out in the air and, you know. But instead, she tried to cut off his hair. That's funny. That's funny. That's good for her.
If I were the judge, I'd let her off on that, though. It's stupid judgment. But
I wonder how hard she choked him.
He technically asked for it.
Yeah, he asked her to demonstrate. Oh, all right, moving on. Okay, so now this is pretty interesting. Study finds sleeping on your stomach prompts erotic dreams. What side of bed did you get out of this morning? Oh, that's why I always wake up with a smile on my face.
I don't really sleep on my stomach very often.
I do. I always sleep stomach down. Face down. Butt up.
Wow.
That's how I roll.
Are your dreams pretty wet?
Only when I drink too much and I urinate on myself. Which, sadly, happens more frequently than it probably should. This is hilarious. Woman says she was forced into prostitution, then blows it. No pun intended there. By soliciting Johns during the trial. An alleged pimp walked free this week after his accuser was busted soliciting Johns on the internet during the trial, according to the public defender's office.
She just couldn't wait. You're like, a girl's got to work.
Bitch got to eat. What are you going to do? Just need something. Need something in my stomach besides.
I was really hoping that they were going to say that she was soliciting them literally during the trial.
Like she was going outside to have a smoke. Hey, baby. I ain't worked in 3 days. I got to get me some pocket money. The 35-year-old woman was given more than $2,000 in incentives from the district attorney's office in exchange for her testimony against 23-year-old Anthony Dorton, who she said forced her into prostitution and beat her. However, during the trial, public defenders got hold of the woman's recently updated advertisement on the prostitution website, MyRedBook.com, which lists her photos, phone numbers, and notes that she's available tonight.
Like, how stupid is she? Did she think that they weren't going to look into that stuff?
That's hilarious. After showing the screenshot to the jury, the group acquitted Dorton of assault, criminal threats, and dissuading a witness. However, the jury was deadlocked on pimping, pandering charges.
Pimping and pandering. Yeah, they got me for pimping and pandering.
Pimping and pandering.
That just sounds cool.
It does.
If I was going to get arrested for something, I don't think pimping and pandering would be pandering. That bad.
I've been pimping and pandering over here. That's great, dude.
They got me
that's
on P&P.
Oh, that's great. Here's what Dorton's attorney, Deputy Public Defender Quina Washington, had to say about the ordeal. Continuing to pursue this case would be a travesty. The complaining witness advertised her services as a prostitute while receiving financial incentives pending the trial, including a city-funded hotel room. Dude, I bet she was bringing dudes up to her hotel
room.
She's
going to be working on the government dime. That's great.
Oh, it's beautiful when the system works the way it's supposed to, isn't it? God.
She wanted to see how long this trial could last. Letting she was probably that. Charging extra for the nice room.
She probably was. Yeah, it beats the back seat of a dirty car.
For once in her life, she upgraded from the back seats of cars to like she could actually bill herself
to
as
a penthouse
high class
in the sky. High class prostitute showing up at the Hilton, well, she's charging you $35.
If it weren't for the, I'm guessing, track marks all over her body.
Okay, all right. That's enough of that. Serena Williams crip walks at the Olympics. Have you read about this?
Yeah. You know, she caught a lot of backlash about this, too.
Oh, that's
which,
stupid.
You know.
Stupid. Serena Williams was overjoyed after defeating Maria Sharapova, I guess. I can't really pronounce her name. Big surprise there. In the Olympic singles and winning the gold that she broke. She was so excited she broke into a crip walk dance. She says, it was just me. I love to dance. I didn't know what else to do. I was so happy, and the next thing I know, I started dancing and moving. I didn't plan it. It just happened. Even Snoop Dogg tweeted about it. He was like, oh, Serena, with your crip walk.
Yeah, it's not the sort of, like, whatever. It was a cultural thing. She did it.
At least it wasn't a fat girl in a Carhartt jacket.
She wasn't thinking about what she was doing. She just danced. She was happy.
Go on, Serena. Do your thing. All right, now I came across this week, and this is hilarious. I didn't even write jokes for this. It's just so funny. This actually really happened. It's terrible, but it's funny, and we're going to laugh about it. Hippo eats dwarf. This really happened in Bangkok. A hippopotamus swallowed a circus dwarf in a freak accident in northern Thailand, according to a columnist in the something Taiwanese newspaper I can't pronounce the name of. The Grapevine column reported, a circus dwarf nicknamed Ode, O-D I guess, died recently.
O-D.
Died recently when he bounced sideways. Jesus, I can't even read this. When he bounced sideways from a trampoline and was swallowed by a yawning hippopotamus waiting to appear in the next act.
Boy, you know, the cards have to line up just right. I mean, God really has to hate you to allow this
God
to happen.
Pissed at that guy. Vets said Hilda the hippo had a gag reflex problem, which caused her to swallow. More than 1,000 spectators continued to applaud and cheer wildly until they realized there had been a tragic mistake.
You know, that's another brilliant one for that Faces of Death.
Oh,
you know, somebody caught that on video.
Oh, that poor guy. Oh, that's terrible. Poor Ode, or whatever his name is.
Ode.
But I'll tell you what, as a circus performer, what a way to go out.
He should have got standing ovation.
You know what's terrible? I just thought of this. They had to wait probably like 24 hours to recover the body.
They should have cut that thing open like a tauntaun.
I bet that was awkward, just sitting around waiting for the hippo to drop a deuce.
Like, just an entire midget falls out. That's not right.
We're going to have to bury him like this. Okay. Jesus,
moving
on. Hope
they cleaned him off before they put him in the coffin.
All right, this is something that irritates me. We're going to talk about it anyway. Lionsgate is tinkering with the idea of remaking the Saw franchise. What the hell are they doing?
You know, like...
Is Hollywood just that devoid of creativity, man?
I wasn't around. I wasn't fortunate enough to be around during the summers of Friday the 13th, where they would churn out one.
Right.
Once or every couple of years. They
At
weren't
least,
always
yeah.
one right on top of the other. But, like, I like those films. Saw, I feel like I'm literally... And, you know, you can argue that you're watching the same movie over and over with the Friday the 13th. But, you know, they usually have different settings and whatnot.
Right.
The Saw films, I'm always in some dingy bathroom or warehouse. There's needles.
It's, no, it's not. It's not
lighting.
A fun. It's not. They're not fun horror movies.
Yeah,
anymore.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm gaining anything from these films.
Well, they keep making them. They just keep making them. Lionsgate, just God, they need more money. Obviously, according to Bloody Disgusting. Lionsgate is tinkering with the idea of rebooting, like literally rebooting the Saw franchise. Not making a sequel.
Yeah, they've discussed both.
But let's do it again. Although an eighth film isn't out of the cards, they said. It should also be noted that nothing is official and nothing has been decided.
I would play a game. Right now you're sitting in the theater about to watch another one of our crappy movies. In a few moments... You will be subjected to yet another ridiculous diatribe of cinematic nonsense. Will you stay and get your $10 worth, or will you get up and walk away?
Let the game begin. Terrible. Dude. I can't believe I got all the way through that reading and dying. In a last-ditch attempt to rake in cash, the woman with the world's largest vagina... Octomom is now offering herself for a date... In return for cold, hard cash. It doesn't surprise me. So now she's a prostitute. She made the transition, like most women do.
Well,
directly
I believe
from
they
pornography.
Prefer to be called call girls.
Oh, yeah. Into just being a straight-up escort. Nadia Sulman, a.k.a. Octomom, is looking to bring in some much-needed cash to help pay for her La Habra home, which has recently been foreclosed on. Let's face it, it says, with her crazy spending habits, and not to mention her 14 children to feed... It can't be easy to keep any share of wealth for a long period of time. That would terrify me, dude. Well, basically, all right, so what? I'm not going to read the whole article because it's already not interesting anymore. My ADD is just rattled by it. But, you know, it's she's put herself on like a dating site, I guess. It's
right.
Like one of those sugar daddy sort of things.
Sugar
and
daddy.
Dudes are bidding for a date with her, right? Like...
Did they actually say, like, how she's doing money-wise
on
it?
Well, I mean, the bids start out at $500, so she's not doing too bad. So whoever pays enough money gets to go out on a date with this skank. It just kills me,
Wasn't
dude.
She doing porn for a while?
She was. Mm-hmm.
Was
yeah,
that
recently.
Not lucrative enough?
Yeah, she, like I said, she
well,
just...
Well, Octomom, you know, I don't really want to watch movies with her, but I might take a run at it.
That's talk about baggage, dude. Who wants to date a chick with 14 kids? Like, that's terrifying. How are you going to take all them little bastards to Chuck E. Cheese? No.
Somebody told me, because I knew Chuck E. Cheese has beer, but I was told the other day, which I don't know what this would do for anybody, just take the edge off, but, like, apparently they have a two-beer limit.
Two-beer limit.
Like, you can't get plastered at
Chuck E.
Cheese.
I just send my son to the counter to get more. They give it to him. Naked man covered in Crisco. This is hilarious. This guy knows how to party. Naked man covered in Crisco tells police he was looking for a place to party. Responding to a call about a naked man covered in Crisco wandering around Rock Island, police officers found Chad Williams Forber with a cooking spray can still under his arm. He said he'd been dropped off somewhere on 11th Street, and he had been walking the area where he was apprehended. He lathered himself up in Crisco. He was covered in grease and was holding the can under his arm. Asked why he removed his clothes, covered himself with a towel, responded that all of his clothes were too big and they were falling off. He was a thick dude. He's a husky guy.
You know, like, I'm kind of disappointed that he had the spray and not that giant can
yeah,
of lard.
Yeah, just a big-ass can of Crisco rubbing it all over himself. Searching through his shorts, they found he was carrying, this is a big surprise here, methamphetamine. How about rolling down the street butt naked covered in Crisco?
He kind of reminds me of a real life greased up deaf guy from Family Guy.
Yeah. What I want to know is why the hell Crisco? It said he resisted arrest. I would have paid $1,000 to see that. I really would have. You know that game they used to play at county fairs where they would grease up a hog and try to wrestle it into submission?
Right.
Yeah, same thing. You know, you hear drug addicts talk about rock bottom. That dude hit it.
I just picture the cops chasing him, trying to grab him. They can't get hold. To Benny Hill music.
Some bitch is slippery. When you're walking around high on meth, covered in Crisco, it's time for the intervention. Maybe he was planning on frying himself. It's been hot as hell this month. Seems legit. Seems rational. Okay, a little more here. Josh Whedon will return for the Avengers 2. Disney chief Bob Iger announced during an earnings call with analysts that Josh Whedon will write and direct Avengers 2 and will develop a Marvel-themed TV show. That's not really funny, but good for him. I'm sure that dude needs...
He's got money.
I'm sure that dude needs more money. We could buy a new damn trailer with the money that's just floating around in his couch cushions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this week's news report. And, folks, it's 420 here on the Sam and Dan Nation. If you know what 420 is, then you know what you got to do. Dan and I are going to take us a little 420 break, and we will be right back with this week's movie review, Total Recall. Got a little summertime sublime for you. Let's light it up. Okay. All right, kids. It's time for this week's movie review, Total Recall. Woo! Let's get it started with a little early morning stone pimp. Nothing to do with the movie at all, but but awesome nonetheless. Here we go.
This is the true story about Mackin.
Times are changing, more so each year. But the early morning storm pimp is here. So let it rain and let the guitar rock. And if you hear me, y'all, just drop that top.
There was this booby bar I used to go to, and I knew the MC. And every time I walked in, he would play that song. It was like my song, dude. It would come on, and all the strippers would know that Sam was there.
That's terrible.
If I ever really make some money, I'm going to hire a dude to like follow me around with a boombox and just play that song.
Doing the Say Anything.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk. I'm going to walk real slow. Like, what's up? What's going on? Okay, Total Recall. It was a movie we watched this week, and I was actually shocked. I was really shocked that it did justice to the original.
I had no interest in watching it.
None at all. I really didn't even want to see it, but it surprised me. It did. Colin Farrell, surprisingly not douchebaggy. I was shocked. He's come a long way since Daredevil. What did he play in that? Was it
Bullseye?
Bullseye. They should have named him Money Shot. That would have been better.
He was horrible.
I knew a chick. I knew a chick once that had that same bullseye tattoo on her forehead. We called her Lucky Lolita.
You know,
oddly enough, she was blind.
Something about when he has a goatee. Have you noticed? He looks like a real jerk with a goatee.
He does. He does.
Like, he just looks like somebody you want to walk up to him and punch him in the face.
Yeah, yeah. He does. He does kind of look like an ass. But he's actually, I've seen him in interviews and stuff. He's actually a really nice dude.
Welcome to Recall.
Tell us your fantasy. We'll give you the memory.
Happy trails, man.
Wrong place!
They erased his memory.
Why are you trying to kill me?
Your mind was implanted with a life you think you've lived.
They changed his identity.
Anything you know about your life, it's not real.
On August 3rd.
They're trying to recover what's in your head.
What is real?
I want to remember.
What is Recall?
Future depends on what you do next.
Total Recall.
Synopsis of it here. A factory worker, Douglas Quaid, begins to suspect that he is a spy after visiting Recall, a company that provides its clients with implanted fake memories of a life they would like to have. Everything goes wrong, and he finds himself on the run, being chased by a bunch of bad people. So,
The government.
Directed by...
Whitey trying to get him down.
Directed by Len Wiseman. What else has he done?
He's the director of the Underworld flicks, and Kate Beckinsale is actually his wife. And in this film, Kate Beckinsale plays Douglas Quaid's wife, Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
And she's most... She plays...
I wonder if she's really a bitch like that in person.
I don't know. She plays Lori Quaid in this. And the thing about, like, basically the way it works in the plot is that she's basically a babysitter for him. Like, his memories have been wiped.
Right.
And she plays this babysitter. And you know what? That's a spoiler. But you've had since, like, 1992 to watch the original. So I'm not going to apologize for that.
Right.
But anyway, she's just like this ice queen.
Right.
And I kind of wonder, like, in the movie, Jessica Biel, who, you know...
Oh.
She, first of all, she really, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. When
ass
she's wearing
looking
that,
fine as usual.
She's wearing that wife beater. Anyway, she kind of represents the mistress character.
Tell you what, that girl wins the booty contest. I'm sorry, you derailed me completely.
You
Jesus
know,
Christ,
I was
kind of
wondering, though, if Lynn Wiseman was trying to say something, that, like, he wants to ditch Kate for some Jessica Biel action.
Well, why not? She looks like a Shetland pony from behind.
Kate Beckinsale looks like a skeleton. Like, I don't know. She's not that bad, I don't guess. But, you know, I could see him casting her as, like, Fiona Apple in a biopic.
Love that chick. My favorite part of any Adam Sandler movie ever was in Chuck and Larry, which is a terrible film, by the way. But it was where her and Adam Sandler come in from the rain. Do you remember that?
Right.
She strips down to her underwear and the camera
captures
that.
Yeah, you know what? That's better
shot.
Than that. I forgot about that.
Perfect. All right, sorry. Back to the film. No, it's a good watch. Probably my favorite Colin Farrell movie now, next to the one that he did. It was that Scottish or English comedy.
In Bruges.
That's a great film.
It is.
That's a fantastic film. And I almost wish he would just do more of those kind of movies.
Right.
He's a good actor, but
what is this on the remake scale? He's done, like, Fright Night. He's done this.
He was good. He was okay in
SWAT
Fright Night.
SWAT was
too.
A remake of a TV series, right?
Yeah. I believe so. Just, or was it? I don't know. It was either a TV series or it was an old
movie.
He doesn't
get a lot of quality work. Like, I mean, and that's not to say, okay, he gets technical Hollywood work, but he's that kind of guy. From seeing in Bruges, I could say he could be an indie actor.
Yeah. Tough dude. He's in great shape now for this movie. That's like the thickest I've ever seen him, dude. He beefed up.
I had a few small qualms with the film, and they weren't, like, major things. Like, at one point, he gets into a safety lockbox, and he pulls out some stacks of money, and they have Obama on him.
That's right, I remember
my problem
that.
With that is I really don't think we're going to see him in such a favorable light in the future to actually put him on bills.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, he is a president, you know.
Well, we don't put all the presidents on our money.
They're not chiseling him up on Mount Rushmore yet. But
another
we'll
thing
see.
Is, what's the year, like 2038, and they're rocking dubstep.
I was
going to
say, dude, I hated that. Yeah, evidently, 200 years in the future, the clubs only play dubstep music. Sounds like robot sex. if robots made porn, that's the music that would play the whole time. I was happy to see they brought back the chick with the three boobies.
They took out the whole Mars thing, which, you know, whatever. Which they mentioned Mars in it, but they just don't go to Mars.
No, but that was okay because they brought back the chick with the three boobies.
Yeah, as long as they had the chick with the three boobies.
Made a brother wish he had three heads.
Bryan Cranston from
Bitch
Breaking Bad.
Bitch had me
Bad.
Wanting cookies and a glass of milk.
Killing.
So, I mean, all in all, it's a, you know, it's a great action flick. That the action sequences are fantastic. Shot really well. I dug it. So go see it. You know? I'll give it a thumb up. I don't know about two.
Colin's still no Arnold, but, you know, just
he is a poor substitute for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't,
you bastard!
That was my original problem
with
it.
Don't give him any crap about it. He does a good job.
That was my original problem with it, but yeah, he does do a good job. So it does justice to the original, shockingly. So give it a watch. It's a good flick, great action film. All right, folks, we're coming to the end of our show here. Tonight we have a very special segment that we're going to do. Turns out, Daniel, have you heard about this? The Kentucky Department of Corrections is beta testing a new karaoke program for inmates with good behavior. It's crazy.
It seems
right?
like I heard something about this.
So far, they say the results have been outstanding. It fosters creativity, artistic expression, and cultivates musical talent among inmates. So that's positive.
Right.
Beats the hell out of getting shanked. Anyway, to help promote this fantastic program, we have decided to play one of their songs. Now, keep in mind, none of these guys are Frank Sinatra. It's karaoke, so it's a little rough, but it's for a good cause. So, without further ado, here is Bob and Earl with a song about love.
You were bigger than I was, stronger than I am, and I was so scared, I never made love to a man. But I was sick and tired, of living in this hell. I never knew how much my life was gonna change when they put me in your cell. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can take it all in. Tonight you're more than my cellie. You're my lover and you're my best friend. It's prison love. It just does something to me when you run right through me. I can't get enough. You don't have to wonder whose bed I'm sleeping under. Oh, it's prison love.
Dancing in the dark, 'cause they done turned off the lights. The guard is making his rounds, and I'm a holding you tight. Couple glasses of toilet wine to help loosen you up. You can tell by the look that's burning in my eyes, tonight is gonna be rough. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think you can take it all in. I just gotta let you know how I feel when I pound your sweet. It's prison love. It just does something to me when I run right through. I can't get enough, and I don't have to wonder whose bed you're sleeping under. No, 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 it's prison love.
Jesus, that was sweet. It was.
I don't know that sweet is the word.
That's called making the best of a crappy situation. I think it's true that there really is someone out there for everyone.
I'm surprised their names weren't Neil and Bob.
Sometimes you find love in the most unlikely of places. Like the prison canteen. Okay. No, it is. It's a beautiful thing. I'm happy for them. Congratulations to Bob and Earl. It's good that my tax money is going for something productive for a change. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this week's show. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter. To lead us out tonight, we got a great song from a band called Slipknot, Psychosocial. We'll see you next week.